You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texting us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talkin' Text Line about their favorite, most patriotic songs. We'll play some more of those coming up here on WWL. We'll also continue our conversation that we kind of stumbled into there about the National Mustache and Beard Competition going on this weekend over the 4th of July. One person texts us and says, I've had a mustache my entire adult life. I've never done just the mustache. Unless you're a firefighter or in the adult film business, I don't know. I just can't do just the mustache, but to each their own, and I hope you enjoy it. A lot of people are traveling, whether they're going to the National Beard and Mustache Competition in Pittsburgh or somewhere else for the 4th of July. To help us understand just how big a travel holiday weekend it is, we asked Don Redman of AAA to join us. Good morning, Don. Happy 4th of July.
Good morning. Happy Independence Day.
You know, you and I have been talking to each other probably for about 25 years, and I don't think we've ever met in person. You don't have facial hair, do you?
I don't. Believe me, it's not by choice either. It's genetics, but yeah, no facial hair. Yeah.
All right. We just got stumbled onto this conversation because of the national competition for the mustache and beard competition. So there is that. But a lot of people are traveling somewhere. How many people are traveling this Independence Day, and how does it compare to years past?
Yeah, we were expecting a record number of people. We started the numbers beginning this past Saturday all the way through Sunday. So it kind of gives us a big window of people traveling. And overall, a new record number, over 72 million people traveling. But don't think that most of the people already settled in. They will be traveling today, especially going to fireworks shows and barbecues and what have you. So if you're planning to be out and about on the road today, we strongly encourage you to do so before noon, and that our peak travel times are going to be between noon and 7 today.
All right, so 72 million Americans going somewhere at least 50 miles from their home. That's how you quantify that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I would certainly expect a lot of state parks to get a workout, anywhere where there's beaches and what have you. For AAA members in Louisiana, top destination is Orlando. Many people have actually used the occasion to get to the West Coast to go on to the cruises in Alaska. Which is very popular with our members. And then Tennessee is another big draw for our members.
So beaches, mountains, and cruise ships. Those are kind of the places and things people are going and things they are doing. You set a record 72 million Americans. When you talk to the folks here in Louisiana and across the country, do you get a sense of why they are traveling and why more people than ever? Even though we hear about all the economic pressures, we hear about the inflation, we hear that people don't have a lot of money, yet a record number of people that you surveyed said they are traveling for the 4th of July anyway. Do you get a sense of why more people than ever are taking a trip 50 miles or more?
I think that's one of the reasons that we finally have COVID in the rearview mirror. It's behind us. We're back to numbers that we saw in 2019 and previous, where we started seeing trending up, people wanting to travel. I think it's something that that we saw this within a couple of years after COVID. People wanted to travel in big numbers. They're finally getting over that fear, if you will. And it was just like, I'm going to get out and travel, and they missed it. And suddenly it seems like it's become part of the DNA now. I'm going to take these adventures. Now, we have seen in previous years that some of the people were traveling and last year and the previous year and charging an awful lot on it. And they're just saying, the heck with my concerns about the economy. What we've always noticed is that people, if they feel confident about their own personal economy, they're going to get out and travel. I think some of it initially was fear or just pent up demand previous from COVID. Now, I think people are just saying, I need to get out because I'm not going to be trapped again at home. And they're going and doing some of these big bucket items, traveling to the Rockies and going to a number of great destinations. And I think that's just a part of the mentality right now. People want to get out and travel. They don't want to ever again be held at home and unable to get out and travel. They want to get out and see the world. Some of it, they're racking up some big debt, and that's always a big concern. But others just feel very confident about how they feel about their own personal economy, are getting out and traveling.
You know, I think that's an interesting point that you make, because I'm actually really tired of hearing about COVID's influence on our mentality, and COVID did this, and we had this pent-up desire to do this after COVID and that after COVID, because I think, you know, by and large, here we are, 6 years removed. Most people aren't thinking about the pandemic anymore, but you make a good point that initial urge to live life to its fullest after we were denied that now may not be something we think about every day like we did in 2020, for example, but 5 years later, it's become a part of the fabric of the way we behave now as a society, and people enjoyed so much living life to the fullest after they were denied that now it's just part of our lifestyle in general, and we do it because it's what we do.
Yeah, I believe you're really onto something with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, low gas prices can't be a hindrance. That's got to help at least to some extent when people consider whether or not they're going to take a trip. They do look at the price at the pump, and right now the price at the pump is pretty reasonable compared to historical standards.
Yeah, I mean, we're even cheaper than we were just a week ago. We've dropped some, but this time last year it was $3.06 a gallon on average in Louisiana. Right now it's $2.77. I think that the prolonged savings is what really helps that family, because historically what we found is that just because higher fuel prices didn't deter people from traveling, whether it was the state of the economy or, again, how they felt about their own personal economy. So just gas prices alone don't determine whether people travel or not. But when you have higher prices and they're sustained level, it erodes that discretionary budget and the family budget changes. People will get out and travel, but they may go to state parks, maybe not stay as long, maybe stay 3 nights in a hotel rather than four, maybe stay closer to home rather than those big distances. So gas prices do have some influence, but it's overall the state of the economy and, again, how people feel about the economy and about their own economy.
And, of course, one tropical system in the Gulf could change everything. One hurricane could mess that all up. But for now, we've been very fortunate this season and really last year not having a lot of interruptions due to tropical activity and even concerns on the global conflict level, about concerns about the Iranian-Israeli conflict and the U.S. entering the conflict and how that could influence oil prices, hence gas prices. All of these things that could drive gas prices up, we just haven't seen in quite a while, have we?
No, I mean, that's what really was amazing, especially, you know, we've always said anytime there's missiles flying in the Middle East, that's going to absolutely have a negative impact on fuel prices. But, and we saw a bump up when Israel launched its attack into Iran and they're firing back and forth. I think then once the U.S. got involved, I think crude got up as high as $78 a barrel, but it lasted like a day, and it's down to $66. I mean, I've never seen anything like that, just to bounce back down that far. But I do always add that caveat, especially for us in the Gulf South, that this is hurricane season. We're approaching the season within the season, and things can change very quickly for us.
We're talking with AAA's Don Redman. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what Don Redman's most favorite patriotic song is. Tim, find out from Don during the break what his favorite song is that makes him feel most American, and we'll play that coming back after this commercial break. I'll also ask him about, do people prepare their cars for road trips now the way they used to? Our vehicles have more sensors and more information available to us. I don't remember the last time I saw someone check their oil to make sure they had enough before a road trip, or check their tire pressure. What should we do before a road trip? And do we still have to do all the things our parents or grandparents used to do before we hit the road? We'll talk to Don Redman about that after this on WWL. Good selection, Don. We're talking about heading out on road trips, and you say a record number of people are traveling this 4th of July travel period. You know, I remember as a kid, Dad always saying you got to check the oil, check the coolant, check the water, check the tire pressure, and he'd go through this whole rigmarole before we went on a road trip. I don't see many people doing that much anymore because our cars kind of have this intelligent system that tells us everything that needs our attention. What should we be doing before we leave for a road trip to ensure that we have the best chances of safely arriving at our destination?
Well, we should still practice what your dad did. That's for sure. Even though there's sensors, but they're going to tell you too late that, oh, you need to take your coolant after the fact. So you definitely want to spend 15 minutes or so checking out your car. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, and I understand most people aren't doing it, and that's why we have AAA. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, have you know, your mechanic, especially, you know, you want to check your fluids, and you definitely want to check at least the quality of your tires. I know a lot of the cars have the sensors about air pressure, what have you. But one of the things that we notice a lot of people, and we're talking about 70% of people, overlook is their spare tire. Now, one thing to think about, if you're shopping for a new car now,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think one in three cars do not even come with a spare tire. So if you're negotiating on a new vehicle, make sure you have that spare. Because right now they just give you a fix-a-flat pump.
Yeah, can't fix a flat.
And that, yeah. And,
if you have a blowout, that ain't going to fix your flat.
It's not going to work. That's right. It's going to be a perfect flat.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, Don. We appreciate it, man. You have a great 4th of July, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Don Redman, AAA, here on WWL. We're back after the news with Mark. Thanks for joining us on this 4th of July, 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Glad to be with you. Mark Rosa is helping us manage our money. It is Friday, and traditionally we do that here on this show. So even though it's a holiday, Mark, we appreciate your joining us. The Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union. Happy Independence Day.
Dave, and same to you. I'm glad to be with you. Always a pleasure.
You know, I wish we could all be financially independent. Of course, that's always something we pursue and chase our entire lives, and that we cannot all celebrate on this Independence Day. But it is what it is.
It's a lifelong ambition. And I tell you what, Dave, I just wanted to mention, if this is the first time my title is changing officially on the program, because we announced the Jefferson Financial announced the merger with Keesler Federal probably around last October, November. And it continues on. You got to go through all the regulatory and everything. So by the time the merger is completely complete, if saying it that way, is probably in the first quarter, maybe even the second quarter of next year. That's how long it takes to put everything together. So you do a lot of the legal, a lot of the regulatory, sign a lot of papers, you go through all these things. But the main thing is to combine the data systems. So that's not going to that you got to get on a calendar. You got to get on with your data processor, and it all gets very complicated very quickly. I step back and let the IT people do what they do best. But it's this is going to create the largest credit union, the combination of us and Keesler, the largest that Louisiana's ever seen, largest that Mississippi's ever seen since Keesler is based in Biloxi. But they've got a lot of economies of scale. It made sense to us to do so. And Dave, I was talking 2-3 years ago at what the you mentioned, like COVID and stuff earlier this morning. And from a financial institution standpoint, what happened with COVID and the results after how the government dealt with it, it caused a lot. I mean, the inflation, the interest rate risk, all those things that are very poisonous to the financial market. And we're still living through that relatively high inflation and those things. So that's what will push financial institutions together to get that all important economies of scale. Economic term I learned many years ago when I was an economic student, but that's what drives this stuff. And I wanted to just, so you'll be hearing Keesler and they gave me the position in the new firm, kind of their chief econ guy, which get along with the management there. Everything is good. So we're just moving forward in that direction. So people hear that as we're going along.
For Jefferson Financial customers, will they notice or see any difference, or does anything change now that officially the merger is moving forward and is taking place?
Yeah. Well, legal day one, they call that's a quote unquote. You're not seeing my air quotes there, but that was July 1st. So what they're going to see is what we had to do prior to that, we were using our own policies, our own rates, our own things. And legal day one, we shift to theirs. So you might have some changes, subtle changes in rates and everything with some of the loan products and some of the deposit products. But then it's not too big the variance, if a variance at all. And that's the only thing people are going to see. You're going to get Jefferson Financial statements. The signage is on all the buildings. Somebody's going to say, well, wait, I thought it was Keith. Again, all that comes next year. So they're going to see, my employees, same people, going in the same offices, using your same products, checks, credit cards, debit cards, all that stuff is no change. And they will be getting, anybody that's a member of Jefferson Financial, start getting correspondence from Keesler as we're going along, as we're approaching that point, that the ATM cards, those types of things might have a change. And it might not. You might still, whatever IT can work, you'll have maybe the same ATM card hitting your same account. It's just on another computer. You're not going to know the difference. So that's ideal. You're going to have a seamless transition and enjoy more branches. I know we already have. We, the company, Keesler, the combined entity, already has expansion possibilities on the horizon, and that's why we did this.
We're talking with Mark Rosa, now the Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union, as we have passed legal day one and the merger has moved forward. So I'm glad we got to explain that to people. Mark, we are just past the halfway point in the year now. And for a lot of folks, it may be an opportunity to kind of review their finances, take a look at how they're doing, and consider if they're moving everything in the right direction. We typically, you and I, will have talked about this historically at the first of the year, about it's a good time to kind of take stock of your financial situation and what you need to do. Here we are mid-year. What can people look at to see if they feel like they're on a good financial trajectory and everything seems to be in order here halfway through 2025?
The typical response or approach to this, Dave, is look at some of the market aggregates, the things that we measure, quote unquote, the market by, like the Dow or the S&P, see how that's doing. And as to the extent that your portfolio approximates those market indices or market averages, that's how you're doing. Now, some people, a part of my portfolio has nothing to do with that because I'm 65 and I have some fixed income, meaning some bonds and things as my life has gone on. And, you segue into that and try to get out of equity sometimes. You know, I've said on the show many a times, all of my 401ks in the S&P 500, because that I thought that just put it in the index fund. 401k is not something that you're trading or moving things around. I've just let that grow. To answer your question, so year to date, we've got decent numbers. And as much volatility as we've seen early on with the tariffs coming on, new administration, different things happening, the Dow year to date is up 5.4%. It's not all the money in the world, but it's a positive number. The Dow in 1 year, basically last, let's say July, last day, a year ago today, forward, 14%. That's a nice double-digit return. It's, as far as a lot of people could disagree with me, Dave, but as far as if I'm getting a double-digit return, that's good news.
Yeah, if I'm making 14% on my money, I am a happy man.
Look, you know, do we want it to be 900%? Of course we do. But it's 14%, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, looking at the S&P, it's very similar. But
the S&P hit a record high this week.
Yeah, it did. And it's 6.8% on the year-to-date and a 13.4%. Now, the S&P, I know specifically that the past 2 years, 24 and 23, it was a 20 – north of 20% each year for those 2 years, and year to date it's up about 7%. So, if you're looking at, you know, the wealth effect takes over, you're looking at your 401k, and you're seeing, I mean, these balances are growing. They have to be. If you're approximating these indices, it's growing accordingly. And you know, I'm looking back. I see a picture of the Dow here on my computer, and we had it was a volatile time. April 2nd, the Dow had fallen to 37,000 within that week when the tariffs were announced. 37,000 to 44. The Dow has been up 7,000 points since April 7th. And, I mean, it's what a remarkable gain. Going back to comments that we made around that time, it's like, okay, this was very upsetting to the market. Didn't know where it was going to go. It was going to be a buying opportunity. It's so many of these sell-offs.
Buy low, sell high. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I mean, somebody getting in. I bought a little bit there. It was, you know, a little bit resistance to say I'm going to put money into a market that's falling. But this was temporary, and I continue to believe that all the tariff conversation, all these things are temporary, and it's going to produce a better result. Fingers crossed, better result as we go along. But that was 7,000 point rise. Now that doesn't take the numbers that I quoted doesn't so much take that, you know, it doesn't start at that bottom and bring it up to the top. But that is a huge percentage in a very compact period of time. And if Tommy and I were talking about the market was 2,000 points on the Dow, it sold off one day. It's like, no, the time isn't to sell now. And just sit on your hands. And this too shall pass. And it passed in a big way. And it seems every time, Dave, when we have some of those sell-offs and everything, it's like, I know it takes a lot of courage to say, look, I'm going to just kind of turn my head from it a little bit, and this is going to remedy itself. And again, it did. So, you know, the employment report was due out this morning. Today, holiday, it came out yesterday. Unemployment dropped another 0.1%. It's not all the percent in the world, but it's moving in a way that, you know, it seems like the job market is healthy. The market loved it yesterday. That the Dow rallied, Dow and S&P, the market rallied yesterday on the good news. So I think America, the largest economy in the world, continues to be one of the strongest economies in the world. And so many others are having so much problems. So from the second largest economy, from China on down to many of the larger economies, Japan, Europe, they're not having the fun that we're having. We are in a growing economy. So that's where those market indices reflect that.
Well, we talk about the volatility frequently, but here we are talking about the halfway point. How does the second half of the year look, and what is your advice to people as we move forward through the rest of 2025?
Well, okay, I'll take the last one first. The advice to people, I've talked to my students, the class that I teach at UNO, it's like, guys, y'all, you know, if they're 20-somethings, they've got their whole life ahead of them, they could basically do what they want. If it's more people that I'm talking to, peers of mine, you know, you start segueing out of equities depending on what your retirement date, depending on when you need the money. If somebody's 35 and they say, look, I need the money in 1 year, well, then markets can be volatile on short periods of time like that. So you need to say, buy a CD at a financial institution. But if you say, and I'm 30 and I'm not going to, this is long term, I'm not going to need the money till I'm 70. Well, then you could take some more liberties than that. You could be a little bit more aggressive. You could have aggressive growth funds, those types of things. But again, for me, at my age and saying, well, I might retire in 5 years. Well, then that's going to reshape. Like I said earlier in this broadcast, I have some fixed income stuff that doesn't have the volatility of equities. It has the more certain outcome of throwing out. I love dividends. I love when companies send me checks. I love it. And I cash every one of them, Dave. I know you wouldn't have known that, but I cash every damn one they send me. So that dividend income is important to me, and it adds a stabilizing element to the portfolio. But that's for people that are like us, and they're closer to retirement than just starting their careers.
Mark Rosa, congratulations on the new title, Vice President of Economics for Keesler Federal Credit Union. And we will watch as the merger continues to unfold. In a nutshell, very quickly, how do you see the second half of 2025 working out financially for folks?
Well, it seems like the market has really embraced the big, beautiful bill, and all that was passed. And that's part of where the market has gone this later on this week. That's part of what led to where it is. And I think it's going to work. Dave. I think it's been encouraging to the financial system. I think it added a little bit more certainty instead of talking about what's going to pass. And a market likes that. It's like, even though it's not the best thing in the world, because what is, it passed. And so you've got more certainty in the markets, and we might see some of this tariff conversation bleed off. And I think we're going to have a decent second part of the year. So we don't have to sell out of our investments and think we've got to shove it all under the pillow. I don't think that'd be the thing to do here.
All right. No shoving it under the pillow. That is the advice we will leave you on from Mark Rosa. Mark, I know you'll be back with Tommy on Monday helping us manage our money. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day. And thank you for being here. WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll come back with more of your favorite patriotic songs on this 4th of July right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.